B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Getting toasty in here, so Stacy James to the rescue.
Yes,
they turn the heat on down here.
Yeah, always watching up here.
I like that.
It's like the principal walked in. You guys, what do we do? Like, what did we do?
Oh God!
Shoot, what do we do? They're always watching.
He's like, why didn't you call? I'm like, wait, that's all it would take.
Always watching.
It's been going on for like 5 years.
Now, what the hell were you doing?
We try not to bother people when we're here.
What the hell were you doing?
I just figure it's a massive facility. Like, there's no changing that, you know? Yeah, you were
what
saying.
What were you doing when he walked in? Or you got distracted. You were doing something.
I was playing what it sounded like when we came back from commercial last night.
Oh, boy.
We have a little bit of a technical issue going on today, and you guys don't know.
Yeah, we don't know when we're
we don't have Tom
back.
In our ear saying, hey,
oh
you guys,
God.
Your microphones
thank,
are on.
Thank God the
yeah, well, Zoe's
alive.
Been so cooperative and so professional in dealing with those glitches. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. You want to play it? You want to play it on the air? Do you have it? You want to play it back?
Play it.
If you have it. I don't know if you do.
Oh.
Putting you on the spot. I know Jim has it.
Hit me. Job.
I tell you to quiet down. Then you tell me to shut up.
No.
You know what it was?
No. Hit me. We get like.
No. Keep going. What did you say there?
Rocking.
Shut up. Yeah, it tells me shut up. Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Before we do one of these.
Hey, it got warm in here.
Yeah, it did. The heat's on. Ooh. It's nice in here now.
Roll sleeves up.
Great. All right, what's the quarterback change?
What if we ask the Bruins about that at Warriors?
Oh, yeah, melt the ice for us.
You pounce in, toots.
What?
Tom Pelissero. Sources, yeah? The Bengals are making a quarterback change after the bye. Andy Dalton goes to the bench. Rookie Ryan Finley expected to start.
Wait.
He's coming. They're coming up in December. They have the Patriots have them in December.
Wait. So they're going to go to Ryan Finley.
Rookie from NC State. Went to Boise to start his career.
Jim liked him.
No.
Why
I saw him play a game at Boston College, and I was immediately out on him. Tall, skinny, spindly, like Mike Glennon-like.
Yeah.
Ryan Finley's now the starting quarterback instead of Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton sucks.
Right, I agree with that. Andy Dalton does suck.
And we all know that about him. He's not made to win in this league. But who's harder to face? A guy who's actually played in the league a little bit or a rookie?
Put the rookie out there.
No, who's harder to face?
Oh, the veteran.
Like, Dalton would be still a tougher guy to face.
That's why I said a guy like Fitzpatrick.
At least he's been through it a little bit. Right. He still sucks. But now the Patriots will have another rookie on the schedule. Is your what you're telling me?
Yes. What's the name of that?
Oh, great.
What's that book Shaughnessy always talks about, The Art of War?
Oh.
If you stand by the river, the bodies of your enemies will come flying by.
Yeah, that's exactly
what's
happening
there. If you stand
by the
river long enough.
But you mentioned the Patriots have been talking to them?
Jeff Howe tweeted, the Patriots are among the teams that have shown interest in Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert per source.
I can believe that.
Not sure if the Bengals will relax the price enough to trade him.
Do you want Tyler Eifert?
I'll take Tyler Eifert, yeah. We looked him up. He's 6'6", 270.
Yeah,
he's
know,
a big kid.
That's just going by the measurables.
Yeah, you but know he's why a pass-catching tight end.
Yeah, do you know why I'm sort of a... listen, I like him. He's a talented guy. Do you know why I'm sort of out on that?
Why?
He's always hurt.
Yeah, so that's fair. He's hurt. He gets banged up. So is Parkhead.
Yeah, another former Bengal.
Like him.
Yeah, but...
He is a former Bengal.
Yeah, another former Bengal.
Oh, as Mason points out, he's back in studio. It's Andy Dalton's birthday today.
Oh, maybe they made him a card.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Jim, what commercial was that he did? It was a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Remember, and he like surprised them. He walked into the Buffalo Wild Wings. No one knew.
Have you ever looked at Tyler Eifert's games per season? His rookie year, 15 games in 2013. Yeah. 2014, his second year, one game. His third year, 13 games. Huh. Fourth year. 8 games, 5th year, 2 games, 6th year, 4 games. And this year he's played in all 8 games, starting in 2 of them. But he's played in all 8 games. That's what matters.
Wow.
So 15, 1, 13, 8, 2, 4, and this year 8. So he's back to playing every game this year, which is rare for him. He's never played in 16 games. The most he's ever played was 15. That was his rookie year back in 2013. This is his seventh year in the league. He's had two healthy seasons, 2013 and 2015.
Yeah,
I'd say he's due for an injury any day now.
About that time.
Based on his career. That's why I don't know. When he's healthy, he's good. I give you that. I don't trust.
Yeah, you can't bet on injury.
I don't know. I just don't trust that. Just don't trust it. So, he said if the price comes down? What could
the Bengals asking price,
what could the price possibly be?
Well, we know they don't like to trade, right, according to Burt Breer?
Like, well, what are you holding on for? Yeah, if the price is high, I don't think the deal's going to get done. Andrew's in Pawtucket today. What's up, Andrew?
Boys, how we doing?
Good.
What's up?
Heat's on.
Good.
Feeling good.
So, just to bring it back to Kyrie, every time I see that man on television, I just want to put my head through a damn wall. How nice is it? I know he's not Kyrie-like, but Kemba is still, what, 4 or 5 straight years of being an all-star, averaging what he is. It's just so nice to have a player like that. And I don't know if you guys heard that pregame for the night opener. How genuine is that guy? How genuine is that guy? Like, Kyrie is nothing compared to that. Like, it's just, like, so different of how it all is. And it's kind of reminiscent of, like, just getting all the a-holes out of this locker room.
What pregame are you from?
Kyrie's.
Kyrie's pregame?
No, sorry. Kemba's, when he was, like, pregame speech to the stadium.
That's it.
I didn't see that.
So it was the pregame right before the season. I'm sorry, the home opener. He just had a speech of, like, genuinely thanking everyone. Kind of like what Kyrie did, except, you know, with a little less flash.
So that was on Friday night. I actually totally missed that.
Each individual team had to have somebody come up and talk and say, hey, thanks to the
fans. What is with that?
That's
now.
Weird.
Everyone's doing that now.
What's up, everybody? Hey, on behalf of my teammates, coaching staff, the whole organization, I want to thank everybody for supporting us. We promise you guys to work extremely hard all year, go hard all year. Let's get this thing going. Go Celtics. Let's go.
Okay, I like that.
Quick and good.
Yeah, it's just to the point.
Yeah. New guy.
No bull crap. We're going to work hard. And I like his message. Yeah, listen, Kemba Walker, much better guy, much better teammate.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. Much, much easier to root for and like. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's nice. That ain't going to get you to the NBA Finals and win it, though. So, you know, great.
How's the heat over there?
It's nice.
It's actually getting a little hot in here.
It's beautiful. Feeling warm now?
I can't believe it.
It's unbelievable.
Night and day.
Waiting for this for years.
I'll bring some clothes in next time. Dry them out.
Terrific. Eric in Boston, also on Kyrie today. What's up, Kyrie? Oh, Eric on Kyrie. Sup, Kyrie?
What's up, Kyrie?
How you doing, Kyrie?
Hey, tell Al hi.
Well, I'm great, but I can't believe the world is still around. So listen, check it out, guys. The thing with Kyrie is that he might be better than Kemba on the court, one-on-one, solo. But last year, in the playoffs, he outed himself as a total choking dog. I mean, he might be the biggest choking dog of his generation.
No. He quit. There's a difference. Eric, there's a difference. He quit.
Well,
he knew he was out of here.
If you quit by choosing to quit, that isn't a choke.
No, that's a quit. That means you're a quitter. They're both bad, but quitting is different from choking. Your phone sucks. He didn't quit when he won the finals and he was hitting game-winning shots. He didn't choke then. Choking implies that you can't handle the pressure of the big stage and you can't win when the lights are at their brightest. Kyrie doesn't have that knock against him. He already beat that in Cleveland. Okay? Kyrie beat Golden State once. He don't have that thing. Kyrie last year, though, exit interview, bye, Danny, I'm going to Brooklyn, see ya. He already knew he was out of here.
Yep.
I mean, we all speculated on it. He knew it, and he knew that as he was out there on the court. Giving up, not giving it his best effort, both on and off the court with his teammates. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on Kyrie and the Celtics? Your thoughts on Bill Belichick reassessing how long he wants to be a coach? Sounds like he's going to be around for a long time. Some Brady thoughts off his interview with Jim Gray last night. Patriots deadline thoughts. deadline coming up later this afternoon. So final thoughts on the trade deadline for the Pats. We're taking your calls on all of this. We'll go back to the phones next.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
Before we jump back to your calls, you like the new Celtics jerseys? What a load of garbage those are.
I think they're absolutely embarrassing and putrid to the point you don't even want to watch it. What? You're going to watch. You know what I'm saying? But
no, like, I don't know.
It makes you not like your team. Like, it's like the Patriots came out in all blue the other night. It's a colorless blue. I don't dig it. Doesn't get me pumped for the game.
Yeah, I don't like their their color rush jerseys.
It's just there's not nothing like walking in the freaking Boston Garden with the parquet and to see the classic Celtic
jersey. What's with the NBA's obsession with ruining jerseys?
Why are they gonna do it?
Why does this league insist on doing that?
You gotta sell it for kids. Yeah, you got enough shoe products. What do you gotta change jerseys
why,
for?
Why do they insist on ruining jerseys and doing it to the degree they're doing it? So if you don't know, Enes Kanter has mistakenly outed the Celtics by
it's horrendous, folks.
Tweeting two photos of what will be a jersey they wear 16 times this season by our count. 16 games that they're scheduled to wear these hideous jerseys.
They're bad. They're really bad.
And they've got this strange, I guess they're going for some sort of Celtic font
That's
on the
not
front.
Working. Not working. Can we throw it up on NBC Sports
and
Boston?
It's not good. And it's got this weird Charlotte Hornets type of color to it.
Oh, you feel like you're in Charlotte.
And I just don't like it. And I don't know if it's the lighting maybe in the photo that makes it look worse, but it looks like it's got a gold or cream colored lettering and numbers. Is that what it is?
You know what it looks like?
It looks like yellowed, like stained yellowed on the neck.
It looks like you're watching Franklin, the cartoon, and they're playing a basketball game at the kids' elementary school.
Yeah, you ever watched?
Or something from Whoville. What the hell is this?
You ever see those OxyClean commercials where they dip the stained white linen into the bucket of OxyClean and then it comes out white? The color of it is the color of the brownish yellow linen before they OxyClean.
Right.
It looks like that jersey needs to get dunked in a bucket of OxyClean.
Yeah. It's like,
make that lettering white again, would you? Please.
Oh, poor GE. GE's the sponsor on it. My God.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Did you see
them.
The video or just the still shots?
No,
I just saw still
it
shots.
Worse than the video.
I don't really want to see the video now.
I did not see the video.
Let me turn this down.
Oh, yeah, please. No, turn it up. Please. You've had such a... Oh, man. It's... All right, so
it looks like a girl's basketball.
It's definitely
uniform.
A gold.
Like my daughter
color,
played,
though.
It looks like a girl's high school basketball.
It is.
Uniform.
It's like a goldish cream color.
Yeah, it's like a woman's uniform.
Well, they're all kind of like that with the longer sleeves. Like they're all kind of like that now.
It looks like a girl's high school basketball uniform.
Those jerseys are awful.
Is it an optical illusion, like the white dress, blue dress thing?
No,
no. Nope.
Ooh, that'd be great if it was.
Nope. Hey, nope. We wish it would be.
Nope. This jersey is trash.
Won't be selling any of those.
And the Celtics are going to wear it. Terrible jersey. Awful, awful, disgusting, gross jersey.
Someone's going to buy one and be walking down the street. Look at you in the women's Celtics jersey.
Everyone who buys one of these to be mocked by everyone who sits around them at the Garden. If you see someone wearing this jersey, I want you to mock them.
Boo!
You paid money for that? Boo! Boo!
Woof! Woof!
Your jersey sucks.
Boo!
That's what I want you to do. Mike in the car, actually, on the jerseys. He was waiting for us. Mike.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the jerseys, but Kanter took a bad photo. They came out and they said Kanter took a bad photo of it, so the colors are off. I think the colors are the same, but...
We just watched the video.
No, we got a video.
We just watched the video of it.
We have a high-speed video of it.
I don't think the colors are off.
The same.
Why did they just came out and said that? Wow, I don't know.
I think they're lying. I think they're
trying to hide it now.
I think they're trying to make it. They're trying to soften the blow and the blowback of how awful these jerseys are.
They're doing what the Bruins did with the seats. Now they're trying. Whoa! Wait a minute. We're on top of it.
The seats aren't that bad.
We're on top of it.
Oh, the jerseys are.
What?
If it's not the seats, it's the jerseys.
Watch where it zooms in, though. Watch where it gets like green. Ready, right? When he flips it back around. It looks a little different green.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's an emerald to turquoise color.
It's awful.
It's still an awful color.
Awful lettering, awful numbering.
Yeah. It's still a bad color.
It's still a bad jersey.
Still a
best
bad
thing
jersey.
You got going is you're the freaking Celtics, man.
Sergio Zimbrocki on the NFL trade deadline and the Patriots. Sergio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys thought about the trade, the possibility of trading Nate Solder back to the Patriots.
I don't think they can do it. I don't. I mean, I'd love to have Nate here because it's a plug and play. He understands the system. Dante would coach him. It's Tom Brady's backside. You'd only be on a hook for the money this year. The problem is next year and how it would accelerate the type of money it would for the Giants to pull this trade off. There's no way the Giants would trade him with the type of dead money that's left there and what they would be responsible for in that type of a scenario. I don't see him pulling it off because of the money. I'd be interested in him, though. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just I don't know why the Giants would trade him.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for them. That's the big thing here.
So we had a caller last week, and we both were like, what? No way, the money's crazy. Turns out the money's more manageable than you think. But in order for that money to be manageable for another team trading for him, the Giants would take an acceleration of some money on the cap, and it just wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to move him. So he was the first big signing by Dave Gettleman there. And their offensive line has issues already. And him being traded away would only make it worse, and they've got a young quarterback. So you want to take your left tackle off the offensive line that already has issues? I don't think you want to do that. And at what? You know, for what? You'd have to give up something really good to do it, and then to keep him here beyond this year, you'd either cut him or restructure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why the Giants would move him unless the Patriots are going to offer something of really high value. And if you're the Patriots, you just let this guy walk out the door last offseason. Now you're going to trade something of high value to get him back. Yeah. It's just, for a lot of reasons, I don't see it happening. But, yeah, no, he's a good player. Knows what he'd be an upgrade over what they have.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And, I if they were to make a corresponding move, they might be able to make the money work. But I don't see it happening. I would put that in the less likely category for the Patriots today. Brent's in Lynn. Hi, Brent.
I'm calling because I don't understand why we signed Cody Kessler. We have this kicker on the practice squad, and with Nugent being so bad, I don't understand why we put two kickers on the roster for a game and let them duel it out and see what we got. And another thing, though, how do you feel about those all-white uniforms the Pats wore in Tampa a couple years ago?
Terrible. Terrible. The side stripe didn't even match. There was a side stripe.
Yeah, the jerseys didn't match.
Going down the pants that is supposed to match up with the side stripe down the jersey.
Horrible.
So they just took their white jersey and threw on this odd white pant.
Terrible.
I'm not for any of these teams switching it up. I hate it. Hate it.
And the kicker's not here anymore. Practice squad.
Where's he at, Jim?
He was signed by the Atlanta Falcons because they cut Matt Bryant today. Yep. Young Wei Koo.
You know what I'd love? I would love to bring Matt Bryant in just to drive Jim Murray crazy. Because Jim Murray hates everything Atlanta. This kid's got to be a puddle. Not that I would want the puddle kicking for this team. But just to drive Murray nuts for one day. Matt Bryant, how old is he? 35?
Matt Bryant?
Yeah.
No, he's older than that. Way older.
44.
44? Yeah. Wow.
He's been around forever.
That's what I said. I thought maybe I should have said 45.
Yeah, he's 44 years
Man.
Old.
Man.
Money Matt, 44. How old he is.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
It's not hot in here. It's nice in here. John's in Boston. John.
Yeah. Gabriel.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, hi. John. Yeah. Hey, John. How you doing?
Yeah. This is for Zoe. Maybe like a couple weeks ago when you guys were ranking quarterbacks in the league or last week or so, Zoe didn't rank Lamar Jackson on his top 10, and he was taking Gardner Minshew over him. I called and I mentioned that.
Okay.
But he said that, he didn't think Lamar Jackson had it. So I just want to know, you know, what he, you know, thinks about Lamar now, you know, throughout the season ahead of the Sunday's game.
Yep.
Because I think he's going to have a big game. So I just want to, you know, sure. Here's Joe's take before the game.
Right. I think he's extremely unique. I looked at some film with him today, getting ready for the Belstrader on All Access. You're playing against a different cat this week. This is a guy that will run. They have design plays with lead blockers to get him outside the box. I don't put him in my top 10. We basically did top 10 quarterbacks that day. So, obviously, I don't think I had him in 10. But he's somewhere around 12, 13, 14, 15 in that area. He's definitely not in the bottom because I think the guy can win. He adds a different element to it. And all he has to do is just become a more of a consistent passer, not turn the football over. And he'll work his way up. He just needs experience. He's a different kind of animal, man. They got their hands full with him this week. If they bottle him up, that's going to make him struggle, I think, a little bit going forward. Because the Patriots will show some sort of a blueprint to limit him and everything he's been able to do on the ground. I mean, five games of 100 yards or more on the ground, we're talking stuff that hasn't been done since Michael Vick was in the league. As you throw for over 150. So he's a double-headed, what do you call it, camel? Two-headed horse? Two-headed donkey? Something.
Monster?
Double-headed monster.
Yes. Donkey. That. You want the old two-headed donkey.
You want one more on this jersey thing?
No, I was actually just going to say.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on. I got something, too, though.
With 2.5 hours to go before the NFL trade deadline, O.J. Howard is not expected to get moved.
Oh, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. I'm in, out, in, out.
That's what Ian Rappaport is saying, God, that at this point.
Keep him.
Ian Rappaport reporting that that New England and Seattle could be interested if that changes. They're not expected to trade him before the deadline, but that the Patriots and Seahawks could be in if the Bucs do sort of soften their stance
on trading him. Okay.
Jenna Lane had said yesterday that 2 weeks ago she was told, as others had been, including Greg Bedard, that O.J. Howard was not available. Jenna Lane of ESPN was told yesterday that the way the Bucs would consider trading him is if they received a substantial offer and that multiple teams had inquired. O.J. Howard himself has been asked about the reports that the Patriots had wanted to trade for him. His answer, going back to last week, it's no secret. I feel like I have a great talent. What I can do, mismatch, playing the tight end position. A lot of teams know that. It's awesome. I wasn't surprised at all. Humble guy he is.
And I have O.J. Howard. I got a trade for the Bears if they got a set of balls on them and if they want to try to turn this thing around and think that they can play with their defense. I got a trade scenario.
2 hours and 29 minutes to go until the NFL trade deadline. Will the Patriots make another move? We will wait and see. Zoe's got a trade for the Bears coming up.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
All right, so.
Oh.
Yeah, remember we can't
hear. Oh, Jesus, that's right.
Yeah. You got a trade for the Bears?
Yeah. So the Bears got a pretty good defense.
If the Bears had balls, is what you're calling this?
The Bears had balls. Because they don't. Because for whatever reason, Mr. Nagy there and his uncle, Jim Stouch.
Stouch.
Love Mitchell Trubisky. And if Mitch is healthy, Mitch is going to play. I'd take Mitch Trubisky and I would trade him. I would call the Cincinnati Bengals, who just benched Andy Dalton.
You think that's going to make them considerably better?
We want your quarterback. You don't mean to tell me that Andy Dalton, experienced veteran, who can throw the ball. You've seen him throw. Have you seen Mitch throw? Have you? Okay, good. Andy Dalton would make the Bears better and somewhat more of a functional team. So ship the kid out before you're stuck with him next year. And Mama Bear comes to you with a gun to the head and says, now you got to pay him like you paid Goff. Because that's what you do to quarterbacks. You don't want to get hooked on that guy. Whew. How about that? Dalton for him. Fresh start in Cincinnati.
I mean, I guess. You're just trading. You know what we call that? We're calling that the garbage swap.
No, you can't call that.
Swapping junk.
How do you try to make your...
Trade my junk for your junk.
How do you get desperate and try to make your team better at the trade deadline?
The old garbage meat.
You think Mitch is going to get them out of the doldrums? I don't. I've watched Mitch Trubisky play on football to know
those towns. What do those like really nice towns have where you go and you bring your things to like the recycling center? It's like a trash swap.
It's a trash swap. Town dump.
What do they call those? Swap meets or something?
Flea markets.
No, not a flea market.
I've heard swap meets. I don't know what it is, though.
Swap and stop. Hardy, what do they call those?
While you're looking it up, you want another name hot on the trade market, according to Rich Cimini? Jamal Adams, Jets.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. Just says it looks like he could get dealt.
Well, he took the Jets off his social media profiles a couple of weeks ago. Remember
that's
that?
A player.
Yes.
He's all pissed off at the team.
Jesus. FAN asked him about it, and he stopped doing the interview with them every week.
That's something you build your team around.
Yeah, he's like their one good player. Wow. Well, where's he going to go? Not to the Patriots. Again, he's a Jet, and they don't need any safeties.
Oh, yep.
And he has a contract. Oh. Hot name. How about, like, tight ends? Any more tight end names? Left tackle names? That's what I'm interested in. Did you see the quote from Ivan Fears?
Yes.
So we should hit on this because yesterday you were trying to trade.
Ivan.
Zoe was trying to trade Sony Michel yesterday for all the crap he gives Tony Maz about Sony Michel. You were trying to trade him yesterday.
I'm trying to trade him.
Yeah, you tried. Jim?
If you're going out to get a big
try to trade.
Listen to this.
Did Zoe try to trade Sony Michel yesterday?
You've already won a Super Bowl.
Rich Cimini just said Jamal Adams, it wouldn't shock me if he gets dealt. That's kind of what you said yesterday about Sony Michel.
You're one of your young premier players, yes.
No, not one of your young premier players. You said specifically Sony Michel.
Maybe unhappier. You don't know. Maybe he wants more touches. Maybe he doesn't like the rotation.
He's on pace for 280 carries this year.
I know what he's on pace for. I like the kid.
Oh, that's only happened four times under Belichick back's got 280
carries.
What
he carries. Said. Give me a tight end. You want a good starting tight end somewhere? You've got to give up a starter. So look at the positions where you have a lot of depth.
Here's the quote.
Ivan said yesterday, you're all asking me about Damian Harris.
Here's Ivan Fears.
Okay, who are you taking out? Who am I taking out?
Running backs coach Ivan Fears. Tommy Curran posted the quote on his Twitter account. We got to stop going backwards, and that's with Sony and some of his decisions. He can't take a chance and say, I'm going to bounce this thing, go east and west all day. He's got to friggin' get downhill. Nothing there. Get downhill.
Yep.
Oh. So the Patriots coaches, and specifically Ivan Fears, seems to have a little bit of an issue with the way Sony's been running the ball lately. I think that's a little unfair. Not to question Ivan Fears, because that guy obviously knows way more than I do, but...
What was the question, though, to him? As to how he answered it. See, that's part of the problem, too, to be fair to Ivan.
Do you need to know? I mean, we got to go...
Can you talk about some of the runs Sony's get stuffed on?
I think he's telling you that nothing's there.
Yeah.
But when there's nothing there, instead of trying to bounce it, go...
You got
to
honk it.
So run right into Marshall Newhouse's back 20 times a game.
I'd rather see Bolden run into their back. Right. That's what you do. Rotate guys. Figure out which...
I think he's critical, and this is always a Patriot thing. The Patriots coaches always want you to just fall forward for the half a yard instead of trying to bounce it outside and pick up four or five. The Patriots running philosophy has always been this way, which is why they sort of rob some of these guys of what they are in college, and then they get to the pros and they look different in a Patriots uniform.
Because you'd rather have Brady in a second and seven as opposed to a second and 12.
Exactly. They always want you to just take positive yards. They never want you to risk any negative yards. So I get that. But there's nothing there this year, man. There just isn't a lot there. And so... I don't know. I feel like if you want to be critical of anything here, it's hard to be critical of the backs, but that's what
it's hard
coaches.
To be critical of anything. You have 3/5 of your offensive line out the other day.
They can't run for crap because
it's nobody's fault. There's injuries.
There's no space to run. There's nowhere to go.
Two fullbacks, two tight ends, no tackle, no guard, no center. You're down five positions from the seven that you had in the Super Bowl.
It's not the GM's fault for not having enough bodies because they've had three injuries on starting on the offensive line and the fullbacks, like you said. It's not the coach's fault because they can only coach guys up so much, and it's not the back's fault because there's no hole there.
See, the nice thing about having a guy like Devlin is you always accompanied him with the tight end groupings. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of who you had at the tight end spot, whether you were down a guy or two or you need some depth, you had the flexibility to take a guy like Devlin and blend him there. Now, all of a sudden, when you lose Devlin for the season, not only do you lose your battering ram, a guy that Sony Michel totally trusts and runs right off his tail, you lose your better blocking tight ends off the edge. So you're down three edge blockers like that.
2 hours and 15 minutes to the deadline. Ian Rappaport says the Cowboys are in on Jamal Adams.
Oh, that's good for them.
He said the compensation would be massive.
It is massive.
They wanted Earl Thomas in the offseason, too.
Yeah. Ooh.
Patriots might get to play him three times this
year. Damn, now we're going to see him again. Good player. Good player. That's a one. You give up a one to get that guy. Right? Patriots give up a two to get Sanu. That's a one to get that guy.
Cowboys could add Michael Bennett and Jamal Adams to their defense.
Oh, still lose up here because they got the clapper.
We do have a trade.
Uh-oh.
Rams?
Have you ever remembered
this? This trade makes no sense.
Rams trade.
With Miami.
Okay.
Aqib Talib.
To Miami.
And a fifth-round pick for a future Miami pick.
He keeps going to love it down there.
Salary dump? He's on IR, isn't he?
Yeah. He's going to love it down there. They're moving salary or something.
I've never seen a salary dump in the NFL.
Is this the weirdest trade deadline in some time for the National Football League? Like, this is like expired contract stuff with the NBA. This is the NFL. The NFL trade day has become the NBA trade day. This is unbelievable.
I haven't seen a salary dump since Brock Osweiler.
Right. Yeah, the Houston-Cleveland thing.
So they're giving up a fifth-round pick to get rid of Aqib Talib.
Yes. Can you have so much money on... Yeah, because the Miami Dolphins, Jim, have so much money under their cap. Hey, can you do us a favor, eat Talib here, and we'll give you a fifth-rounder. Talib gets to go chill in Miami for the rest of the year. That's nice.
All right. 617-779-0985. Quickly, Matt in Hopkinton. Last call of the day. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Zoe, dude, how heavy is Brandon Bolden, man? Do you know?
Pardon me?
How heavy is Bolden?
Bolden's about 245, I would say, 250.
Because do you think we could see him blocking more as a fullback? He did that a couple of times, you know, last game. I'm just curious. And then also, yeah. We know that he's been enhanced before, if you will. So how often do they drug test down there? Could they get him on something, get him up to 265 or so? And
I wouldn't encourage that.
Get him on a cycle.
They get randomly tested. There's nothing you can do about that.
Get him on a cycle.
Yeah, stop it.
What?
Not promoting steroids.
Well, would a cycle help him on the kickoff returns? The hell was he doing on Sunday? Hey, tell me he's so great at special teams. Not on Sunday he wasn't. Some poor decision-making out there.
He had a nice catch on a fade stop.
Terrific. Terrific.
They put a bear uniform on you and put you on a cycle. That's your Halloween outfit.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awake at 180 Weight Loss. I want to remind you that losing weight has never been this easy. Check out all the great stories at awake180weightloss.com, and they have 6 locations, the newest in Government Center. We have 3 things today. 3 things. 105. Jeez, Jim. Throw them in there.
We have 5 things.
Good.
Which we discussed during the break. Where were you?
I was in and out.
Okay. This is one of the things you said early in the show today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Out of the gate. And part of history, too. And Bill's a big history guy. Like, it ended bad at the end for Chuck Knoll. It ended bad for Tom Landry. He got pushed out. Same thing up in Buffalo. You lose four Super Bowls, you get run out. 4 Super Bowls. I was coming in hot. Sue Super Bowls.
Sue Super Bowls.
You're playing a Super Bowl.
the wet ball.
Sue was there. She was cheering at the game.
No.
Sue was there at the Super Bowl. You lose Sue four. You lose four Super Bowls. Okay, Mr. Perfect. Hi, Kerry.
I'm not perfect.
Hi, Kerry.
We'll get to that right now. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Me calling the caller Kyrie today.
Jesus.
Eric in Boston also on Kyrie today. What's up, Kyrie?
That's pretty good.
What's up, Kyrie? Eric in Boston also on Kyrie today. What's up, Kyrie?
Whoops.
This is me being angry at you over headphones today. We're going to do that next.
Yes.
I want to hear all about that. That's a good tease, Jim. Tell us all about that after headlines. Stop slamming the headphones.
That wasn't bad.
All day.
That wasn't that bad.
All day, every segment. Can't wait the extra five.
Jim does this in his hand. He gets his hand back to
5 seconds. There was one segment today where you just took them off and quit the segment. What was that all about? Like, just that was it? Like, you were done with the segment?
Well, we were 3 minutes over, and I thought you were going to throw it to break.
We weren't 3 minutes over when you did that.
Two and a half, sorry.
Yeah. But tell us all about that after headlines. Stop slamming the headphones.
What did you just tweet out?
Stop slamming the damn headphones. Stop taking them off before the segment is over. Just wait until the segment's over. That's all. That's all I ask. We had a caller with some sort of strange noise in the background today.
Oh, yeah.
Some machinist.
He doesn't belong there.
I don't
there.
Think the coach knows what to do with them, to be honest with you.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the coach doesn't want them. We've heard that now.
I love that song.
Boo.
That could be one of massive fans. You know, just
you've heard that now.
Hydraulic fan.
What is that?
It's like a flux capacitor.
I imagine that whatever it is, it's dangerous.
Whatever it is, Jim can now use it as a pretty good sound effect that he could pick now.
Yeah,
it's like an elevator.
Put that into the list.
What else?
One more Zoism today.
So he's a double headed. What do you call it? Camel. Two headed horse. Two headed donkey. Something.
Monster.
Double headed monster.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to see how long you're going to take to figure that one out.
Double-headed, it's like the snake.
You bailed him out.
Nah, there's going to be a double-headed snake. Double-headed candle. Can't burn a candle from two ends.
Monster. Is monster what you're going for there, boss?
I don't know.
Double-headed monster. Camel. Horse.
We need a bye week.
Donkey.
Hey, donkey, get on my back.
Hey, donkey.
Hey, Shrek.
Donkey. What's that?
Where's Hardy?
I assume he's
here. It's a very busy studio. We got Bedard in here. They're prepping for the big boy Tuesday.
Did Maz figure out who hacked his Twitter?
We don't know that it was hacked.
Oh,
we feel there may have been a hacking of the Maz Twitter account.
Well, tell him, and I told him he would know if it was me.
It's an ongoing investigation. Okay. I really can't say any more at this time.
Good.
Great.
See you tomorrow, Hardy.
Hardy, so long.
So long. So long.
T-Bone, thanks for fighting the good fight back there. Here he goes with the headphones again. Dealing with the glitches today. We made it through. And thanks for the heat, Patriots. That was nice. Thanks for turning that on, Stace. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.